Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. You know, today we're diving into something I think we can all relate to. Stress.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you've given us some really interesting stuff from AE, RCS Therapy, including their online stress level calculator.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're a company that offers therapy and counseling with locations in Toronto, Mississauga, and Orangeville. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Another stress quiz.
Right.
Right.
Like, how many of these are out there?
But this one claims to come with a bit of a twist.
Okay.
So let's see what we can uncover.
I'm intrigued. What I find fascinating here is that they aren't just giving you a number.
Nope.
You know, they really focus on making sure you understand what to do with that information.
Mm-hmm.
They want to spark that aha moment where you think, hey, maybe I should pay attention to this.
Okay. So let's unpack this stress level calculator. What does it actually involve?
So it's designed to be like a quick self-assessment of your current stress level. It asks about a bunch of common symptoms, you know, things like trouble sleeping, feeling irritable or overwhelmed, headaches. We've all been there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But what's the point of just checking boxes? What makes this different from any other quiz you'd find online?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. Instead of just leaving you with a score, AERCS dives into the why. Why are these symptoms popping up?
Right.
Why is understanding your stress level so important? They really emphasize that ignoring stress can have a ripple effect on your well-being, both mentally and physically.
So it's not just about taking the quiz. It's about understanding the bigger picture of what stress is doing to our bodies and minds.
Exactly. They want to empower you to take action. So based on your answers, the calculator gives you a score. Rarely. Sometimes or often. If you're scoring in that often range, it's a sign you might need to incorporate some serious stress-reducing techniques into your routine.
And they provide guidance on that, right?
Yeah.
Not just your stress, good luck.
Right. They talk about seeking professional help if needed, which is where their own counseling services come in. But they also highlight the importance of self-care and provide some basic strategies to get you started.
Makes sense. It's like a stepping stone, a way to gauge where you're at. And then figure out the best next steps. It's not a diagnosis, of course.
Absolutely not. Purely for informational purposes, think of it as a starting point for a deeper conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
About your well-being.
Okay, so we've got the quiz itself, and we know it comes with some interpretation and guidance. But why is tracking stress in the first place so important? What happens if we just ignore it?
That's where things can get tricky. See, our bodies are designed to handle stress in small doses.
Right.
It's that fight or flight response that helps us deal with challenges. But when stress becomes chronic, when it's constant and unrelenting, it starts to wear us down.
So it's not just about feeling frazzled or having a bad day. It's about the long-term impact on our health.
Exactly. Chronic stress can lead to a whole host of problems.
Like what?
Anxiety, depression, digestive issues, weakened immune system, even heart disease. And that's what AERCS is trying to prevent. They want people to understand that being proactive about stress management can literally save you from bigger problems down the road.
Wow. Okay. That definitely puts things into perspective. It's not just about feeling better in the moment. It's about protecting our future selves.
Exactly. And that's why even if you're someone who thinks, oh, I don't really get stressed, it's still valuable to check in with yourself regularly. The calculator can help you spot those subtle signs that things might be starting to tip over into the unhealthy zone.
You know, I think that's a really important point. We often dismiss stress as something we just have to deal with. But this is like a wake-up call that we have more control than we think.
I completely agree. And that's what I find so powerful about tools like this calculator. They're not just about identifying a problem. They're about empowering us to take control.
So it's not about eliminating stress altogether. Right. It's about learning to manage it effectively.
Precisely. And that's where understanding your personal triggers comes into play. The calculator is a great starting point, but the real magic happens when you start to ask yourself, what are my stress triggers? What are the things that consistently throw me off balance?
And once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies to cope with them.
Exactly. It's about being proactive, not reactive. And it's about recognizing that there's no one-size-fits-all solution. What works for one person might not work for another.
So this calculator is like a gateway to a more personalized approach to stress management. It's about figuring out what works for you.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting.
All right. So we've laid the groundwork.
Yep.
We understand why stress matters. And we've got this handy tool to get us started. But now the big question. What are some of those stress-reducing techniques? What can people actually do to manage their stress effectively?
Well, there's a whole world of options out there, from ancient practices to modern techniques. And the good news is, you don't need to become a Zen master to see results. Even small changes can make a big difference.
Okay, so let's dive into that. What are some of the most effective and maybe even surprisingly simple techniques people can try?
That's where I think AERCS does a great job of providing a balanced perspective. They don't just push one particular method. They offer a range of ideas to explore.
So let's unpack some of those ideas. What are some of the key takeaways from the material you've reviewed?
One of the most fundamental and often overlooked aspects of stress management is simply being aware of your breath.
Really? Just breathing.
It sounds so basic, right?
Yeah.
But when we're stressed, our breathing tends to become shallow and rapid. By consciously slowing down and deepening our breath, we can actually signal to our nervous system that it's okay to relax.
Interesting. So it's like a direct line to calming ourselves down.
Exactly. And there are so many different breathing techniques you can try.
Okay.
Box breathing, diaphragmatic breathing, even just taking a few long, slow inhales and exhales can make a difference.
That's pretty cool. And what about those more active approaches, like exercise?
Oh, exercise is a powerhouse when it comes to stress management. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural mood boosters.
Okay.
Plus, it helps you burn off that excess energy and tension that stress can create.
So it's not just about physical fitness.
Yeah.
It's about mental fitness, too.
Exactly. And the best part is, you don't need to run a marathon to reap the benefits. Even a brisk walk, a yoga class, or a dance session can do wonders.
I love that. It's about finding something you enjoy.
Yeah.
And making it a regular part of your routine.
Absolutely. And speaking of enjoyable activities, spending time in nature is another fantastic way to de-stress.
Now, that's something I can definitely get behind. There's something so calming about being surrounded by trees and fresh air.
Right. Nature has a way of putting things in perspective. It helps us disconnect from the hustle and bustle of daily life and tap into a sense of peace and tranquility.
So we've got breathing techniques, exercise, not nature. Mm-hmm. Any other standout stress busters?
One that's often overlooked is the power of connection. Spending time with loved ones, whether it's family, friends, or even pets, can be incredibly therapeutic.
I think we all crave that sense of belonging and support.
Yeah.
Especially when we're feeling stressed.
Exactly. Social connection releases oxytocin, another feel-good hormone that promotes relaxation and reduces anxiety. So make time for those heart-to-heart conversations, those shared laughs, those simple moments of connection that nourish the soul.
So to recap, we've got breathing techniques, exercise.nature.connection, all these simple yet powerful tools that are available to us every day.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is you can experiment and find what works best for you. It's about creating a personalized stress management toolkit that you can draw from whenever you need it.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've explored the science of stress, the importance of self-awareness, and we've even got a few practical techniques to try out. But what about those times when our usual coping mechanisms just aren't enough? What happens when stress starts to feel overwhelming and we need a little extra support?
That's where seeking professional help becomes crucial. And it's something that AERCS emphasizes throughout their materials. They understand that sometimes we need guidance and support from someone who's trained to help us navigate those choppy waters.
Right. And that's where their counseling services come in. They offer a range of options, right?
Exactly. They have individual therapy, couples therapy, family therapy. They also offer specialized services for specific issues like anxiety, depression, and trauma.
And they have multiple locations.
Yeah.
Which is convenient.
Yes. They have locations in Toronto, Mississauga, and Orangeville. And they also offer online therapy options, which can be helpful for people who prefer the convenience of virtual sessions.
Yeah.
Or who live in areas where access to mental health services is limited.
So no matter where you are or what your situation is, there's a way to get the help you need. And that's really reassuring.
Absolutely. It's about breaking down those barriers to accessing mental health care and making it as easy as possible for people to get the support they deserve.
Okay, so we've talked about the calculator, we've talked about stress-reducing techniques, and we've talked about the importance of seeking professional help when needed. What else do you think is important for listeners to take away from this deep dive?
I think the key takeaway is that stress is a normal part of life. It's not something to be ashamed of or afraid of, but it's important to be aware of our stress levels and to have strategies in place to manage them effectively. And if we're struggling, There's no shame in reaching out for help.
I love that. It's a message of empowerment and hope. Stress doesn't have to control our lives. We have the power to take charge and create a more balanced and fulfilling existence.
Exactly. And tools like the AERCS stress level calculator can be a valuable first step on that journey.
So to wrap things up, what would you say is the most fascinating aspect of all this?
What I find most fascinating is how something as simple as a self-assessment tool can spark such profound self-reflection. It's a reminder that we all have the capacity to understand ourselves better and to make positive changes in our lives. And that's incredibly empowering.
I couldn't agree more. Well said. And that brings us back to AERCS. Their mission seems to be all about empowering people to take those first steps.
Absolutely. They're not just providing services. They're creating resources that encourage self-awareness and proactive mental health management.
It's like they're meeting people where they are, acknowledging that seeking help can be daunting for some.
Precisely. The calculator, the free consultation, it all makes the process less intimidating and more approachable.
And that's so important, because we all deserve to live fulfilling lives free from the burden of unmanaged stress.
Couldn't agree more. It's about recognizing that mental well-being is just as crucial as physical health.
So to our listener, we encourage you to check out the AERCS stress level calculator. It only takes a few minutes, and it might just spark some valuable insights into your own well-being.
And remember, even if your score is low, there's always room for growth. When it comes to managing stress, every small step counts.
So what are those small steps you can take today? What are your go-to stress busters? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your experiences and tips on our social media channels. Let's create a community of support and shared knowledge around mental well-being.
Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together. And by sharing our experiences and supporting each other, we can create a world where mental health is prioritized and everyone has the tools they need to thrive.
Beautifully said. That's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into stress and self-care. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration into the world of knowledge and well-being.
It's interesting how AERCS frames stress, you know, not as this terrifying monster, but as something we can understand and manage.
Yeah, what's fascinating to me is that they don't shy away from the tough stuff either.
Right.
They acknowledge that sometimes those everyday techniques just aren't enough.
Right. Like if you're dealing with like a major life event or a chronic condition, you might need more targeted support. Exactly. And that's where their emphasis on professional counseling comes in. What I appreciate is that they present it as a natural next step, not something to be ashamed of.
Right. It's like they're saying, hey, we all need help sometimes. It's okay to reach out.
Precisely. And they make it clear that counseling isn't just about talking through your problems. It's about equipping you with the tools and strategies to manage stress effectively in the long run.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the what's of stress management.
Yeah.
Breathing exercises, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones. But I'm curious about the how. Like, how do you actually incorporate these things into a busy life? It's easy to say, oh, I should meditate more. But actually making it happen is a different story.
That's such a great point. It's not about adding more to your to-do list. It's about finding ways to weave these practices into your existing routine. It can be as simple as taking 5 minutes each morning to focus on your breath, or listening to a guided meditation during your commute.
You know, thinking about my own life, I realize I tend to hold a lot of tension in my shoulders. So maybe something like stretching for a few minutes throughout the day could make a big difference.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be a huge time commitment. Even small, consistent actions can have a cumulative effect.
So it's about finding those little pockets of time and using them intentionally.
Exactly. And it's also about being kind to yourself. There will be days when you nail it and days when things completely fall apart. And that's okay.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Precisely. And it's about remembering that stress management is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There's always room for growth and learning.
I love that. It's not about achieving some mythical state of zero stress. It's about building resilience and developing healthy coping mechanisms.
Exactly. It's about equipping yourself to handle whatever life throws your way.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listener to walk away with?
I want them to feel empowered, to realize that they have more control over their stress levels than they might think, and that taking care of their mental well-being is not a luxury, it's a necessity.
Beautifully said. And remember, even if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. There are resources available, people who care. and tools to help you navigate those challenging times.
And sometimes just taking that first step, like trying the AERCS stress calculator,
yeah,
can be the catalyst for positive change.
It's all about starting somewhere.
Right, exactly. And from there, the possibilities are endless.
I love that. It's a message of hope and possibility. So to our listener, we encourage you to explore the resources we've discussed today. Experiment with different techniques.
Yeah.
And find what works for you.
And remember, stress management is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and never hesitate to reach out for support when you need it.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive, and as we always say, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Have you tried any of the techniques we discussed? What are your go-to stress busters? Share your experiences on our social media channels. Let's keep the conversation going.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah,
we're all in this together. And by sharing our experiences and supporting each other, we can create a world where mental well-being is prioritized.
Mm.
And everyone has the tools they need to thrive.
Beautifully said.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of stress management. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. It's amazing how we often view stress management as this like monumental task.
Uh-huh.
But from what we've learned today, it can actually be about those small intentional choices we make each day.
Yeah, it's more about changing how we see it. Instead of it, you know, thinking of stress as something to be defeated, what if we approached it with a sense of curiosity to experiment and see what works?
Mm-hmm.
What if those moments that make us stressed were seen as chances to practice our coping mechanisms?
Ooh, I like that. That's a good reframe. It really takes the pressure off.
It does.
It allows us to like approach it in a more playful way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's so fascinating about all this to me. You know, it's not about reaching some perfect state of calm. It's about embracing the ups and downs of life and finding ways to move through them with a bit more grace, I guess.
Yeah. A bit more ease.
Yeah, ease.
And I think it's a lot about building resilience too.
Right. Like
learning to bounce back from those challenges that life throws at us.
Yeah. And that's where understanding ourselves plays such a crucial role. The more we know our own personal triggers and how we react to stress, mm-hmm, the better we can handle it.
So it's not just about testing out different techniques. It's about noticing how our mind and body respond to different situations.
Exactly. It's almost like becoming a detective of our own stress patterns.
Oh, I'd like that.
You know, when do I feel the most stressed? What thoughts make it worse? How does my body actually feel when I'm stressed?
And once you have that awareness, you can start to come up with strategies that work for you.
Right. And that's where personalizing things comes in. There's no magic solution for everyone.
Yeah.
What works for one person may not work for another.
So we have to give ourselves permission to experiment. Try different things.
Absolutely.
And see what works.
And be patient with the process.
Yeah.
You know, stress management is a journey. It's not like you reach the end and you're done.
I think that's such an important reminder. We often feel like we need to fix everything immediately. But true change,
it takes time.
It takes time and consistency.
It really does. It's about creating those good habits.
Yeah.
Little by little. And celebrating those small wins.
It's like learning anything new, really. Like a language.
Mm.
Or playing an instrument. You can't expect to be perfect right away.
Exactly. You need practice, patience, and a willingness to learn as you go.
So for anyone listening, I encourage you to explore stress management with curiosity, a willingness to experiment, and a whole lot of self-compassion.
Yeah. And remember,
you're
not alone in this. There are so many resources out there, people who care, and tools to help you when things feel tough. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, please don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. It's a sign of strength to ask for help, not a sign of weakness.
This has been such a fascinating look at stress and how we can manage it.
We've learned that stress is a part of life, but it doesn't have to rule us.
By understanding ourselves,
building resilience,
and finding coping strategies that work for us,
we can face those challenges with more grace and feel a bit more at ease.
And like we always say, we'd love to hear from you. Have you tried any of the techniques we discussed today?
Yeah.
What helps you manage stress? Share your thoughts and experiences with us on our social media channels.
Yeah, let's keep this conversation going.
Yeah.
Because in the end, we're all in this together. And by sharing our experiences and supporting each other, we can create a world where mental well-being is a priority and everyone has the tools they need to thrive.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time. Take care of yourselves and each other.